Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you. Getaway Friday, April the 19th, 2024. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Jessica Hauser may be joining us today, may not. She did send me a message saying that she had some work to do on a house that she's working on, finishing up the touches on that. So if she shows up, she shows up. That'll be great. If not, we will see her next week, because she did say that after this, everything should be hunky-dory with her. I guess she's just been finishing up some projects since she came back to the radio, and that's where we are with that.
Yeah, you know, everybody, you know, people get busy sometimes. Got stuff to do.
They do, and we had a weird thing there for a while. I mean, she left for spring break, and then apparently didn't leave for spring break, but was home with her son.
Yeah.
And then we left for Philadelphia, so it was, we got off the schedule there for a minute. But we'll be back on the schedule next week. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Looking for whatever happened to Sarah or Judy, either one of them. If they're out there, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. And other than that, anybody else who has an opinion on anything we've talked about this morning? I did get this great, we talked about it yesterday, this great Farmer's Almanac book from one of our listeners, Gene, which tells you each month some interesting facts, like how did April Fool's Day come about, why do we search for colored eggs on Easter. It's a very interesting book, so I appreciate that. And Gene, thank you again for that book.
How did April Fool's Day come about? Now I need to know.
I read it yesterday. You got to listen to the show every day. To learn
every
those
day.
Little every day to listen to those tidbits. 740-383-9944. Okay, do you have anything more to say about scaring people because of the weather, or Schertzer Park to Founders Park again and the reasoning behind it, or Ray Grogan, our prosecutor, not responding at this point in regard to City Auditor Miranda McGinnis?
Not really, but I'll give a PSA, I suppose, you know. So if there's a tornado or a tornado warning, I suppose, and you feel the need to take shelter, go to a room in the center of your house with no outside walls or windows, and, you know, get low to the ground, like, probably on your hands and knees, cover your head. Or if you have a basement, obviously go to the basement. So, there you go.
Well, I have to say something here. Now, I'm not going to get too deep into this, but I made a post yesterday, and apparently it had people questioning what the post was all about. You came in this morning saying one of your friends had questioned what the post was all about. Now, they never asked me what the post is about.
I don't know. That was mind-boggling to me. I had one of my friends send me a screenshot of the post there, and they were like, is Scott done with radio? And I was like, no.
Not yet. Not yet.
And she was like, so what's this about? And then sent me a screenshot of it. I was like, I don't know. Ask him. Why are you asking me?
No. My post was essentially very vague about what was going on, because I don't feel that I should be coming on here talking about what's going on with me. But this was a particular thing, and I'm not going to get any more deep into it than to just say that there was something going on for about 2 years and 1 month, which I think is what it ended up being, and yesterday just happened to be the last of it, and everything's hunky-dory now, and it's done, so there you go. That's basically what it was. So I think some people probably know what it was, but everything that it was and everything that went along with it kind of came to an end yesterday, so that was kind of nice. After 2 years and 1 month, it doesn't seem like that long, but you know, here we go.
No idea what you're talking about, so... You know.
Well, that's good. That's what we like. We like to leave it out there for people. Well, I mean, I think if some people know, they get it. Some people obviously got it, and some people didn't. But regardless, it was just an interesting journey, is what I'll say at the end of it. And yesterday was the last little bit that had to do with it, and I went by myself, and it was done, and now we're on to happy new things. Everything's good.
That's good.
Yeah. But what I wanted to say about that particular situation was somebody said that this is a reason to celebrate. And I said, well, where's the celebration? Because there was none. And they said that a tailgate that was put on by the school was not put on by this person, put on by the school, was my celebration. Now, what kind of lowbrow celebration is that?
You know, I'd be pretty lit if I had a whole tailgate for me.
Well, no, this tailgate wasn't for me. It was just a normal tailgate.
Well, you know, I mean,
hot dogs and chips.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know, a tailgate's a tailgate, but, you know.
That's no celebration.
That's how people celebrate all across America during
No. See, I don't. It was just lowbrow. You know, I thought there would be a little higher brow celebration than that.
No.
But whatever. People don't put the effort in anymore, and I understand.
Tailgating's the way to go.
But it wasn't a tailgate for me. This is the point. Nobody did that because of me. It was because it was a softball or baseball day or something.
Well, we can go to Harding and do a tailgate for you.
I don't want a tailgate because I think that's lowbrow. But I'm just saying that I don't think that that's a celebration.
That's a celebration.
Not for me.
I like it.
I'd walk away from it.
You know,
if I showed up and that was a celebration, I'd say, you know what? No thanks. And I'd leave.
If I showed up to a tailgate in my honor, I think that'd be the greatest thing of all time.
No, I don't know. And the person who said this used to be the most reliable person who would remember your birthday, who would remember Christmas, who would remember Valentine's Day, who would remember, and always had something. They have fallen off the wagon. I'm telling you, I don't know what's wrong with them. I think they've got some kind of brain disorder.
I mean,
you know, I think they fell and hit their head somewhere along the way, and something happened to them.
I mean, that's probable, you know. I mean, it's, you know, very possible. Maybe they're just busy, or they got something going on.
They got something going on, so. But, you know, you ask them if anything's going on, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's good.
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, I think that, I mean, that happens with everybody, though, so.
Yeah, but does it, don't people understand when you act in a strange way that people are going to ask you what's wrong because you're not acting normal?
Has this person ever, I guess, like, come out and said that they were upset?
They have in the past, but in recent times when they've been acting weird, not that I can remember.
Hmm. Well, I don't know, maybe this person just doesn't realize that they're acting weird.
Well, I don't know how they, because I pointed out to them.
Well, I mean, apparently they don't think it's weird.
Well, that's okay. I mean, they don't have to think it's weird. But I think if you look at the situation in which they used to remember everything and would do something for everything, and then all of a sudden they don't, and somebody points that out to them, like I'm doing right now, and have in person, I would think you'd say, oh, yeah, you know what? I did used to do that.
Well, I mean, I always just assume that people are busy. Or got lazy, one of the two.
Got lazy. Possible. And I think that's it. And the problem is I think if that's what makes up your personality, and for this particular person, for me, that's what made up a lot of their personality, was the fact that they went out of their way to do things that most people don't do. Because most people don't remember your birthday and bring you stuff. Most people don't show up with stuff on Valentine's Day. Most people don't show up with stuff on Easter. Most people don't do the Christmas thing with people they're not related to. So that's what made them to me, was that they went out of the way to do unique stuff. And then when that stops, you think, well, maybe not so unique anymore. You're just like everybody else.
Well, I mean, I think almost everyone, to some extent, is just like everybody else. I mean,
See, I don't know what that means. To some extent. Well, yes, we're all human beings. We all have hearts. We all do this. But your actions are usually not like anybody else's.
I mean, if you put, like, I mean, I don't know. I just think that a lot of people act the same, so I don't know. I mean, people
might. Right, and when you get a rare person who acts differently, it's stark, and it sticks out to you. So when that stops, you go, oh, just like everybody else.
I mean, I don't know. I think people get busy.
No, I think life ruins people. And that's why you say, is there something going on? And they tell you no, so you have to drop it right there and say, okay.
I think the thing that bothers me the most is when people, like a lot of the times it happens when, like, social media. Like, somebody will make a post talking about how they're sad, and then, like, you'll go be like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? And like, nothing.
Like, well, I mean, I don't know how many times I've run into people who came in and said they were sad. Clearly they were sad. And then you'll ask them the next day, and it's like nothing happened. Oh, okay, fine.
I just don't understand about what the point is of making a I don't want to say making a thing of it, just, you know, making a thing of it. Like, making it known that you were upset, and then when somebody wants to know why, or, like, you know, try to help or be there for you, you're just like, ain't nothing wrong.
Yeah, so why do I can't be here for you.
Yeah, so what was the point of making the whole big thing to begin with?
See, that's what I don't like, because I find it untrustworthy. You're not trusting me with your information. Like, I'm going to go out and tell somebody.
Yeah, you think I'm going to, like, throw you under the bus for it or something?
I don't understand it. In any event, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But unfortunately, this person has never been the brightest bulb to begin with. So you can't fix that.
I mean, you know, it happens, I guess. not everybody can be you, Scott, you know.
But no, see, that's not, see, that sounds egotistical. That's not what I'm saying. There are a lot of bright bulbs in the world. There are a lot of nice people. A lot of people I would give compliments to. I'm just saying this particular person, the bulb might be flickering a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I got it. It was just funny.
See, but people will paint you with that brush. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what I found out? People don't like to be told that they're not maybe as... I think everybody believes they're smarter than they actually are, probably including me.
Well, I mean, I'd agree. I think everybody thinks they know more than they do.
Yeah, and I think when people point that out, that maybe they don't, they really don't like that. That's still one of those things people do not like to be told.
I don't know. I mean, it's been pointed out to me that I've been wrong, or I didn't have something right, or I just didn't know something. I'm like, obviously, like I said, I don't like to not know it, I suppose, but I mean, like, I'm never upset about it. Usually I like to learn new things, so I mean, that's fine. You know, you gotta learn new things somehow. You gotta be wrong sometimes to learn new things. So I don't know why people get upset about it.
See, my theory on this person is most people have kissed their rear end all their life, and they cannot take it when somebody's not kissing their rear end.
Oh, I see. Like, you know, one of those kinds of people. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody's kissed their rear end and told them how great they were. And then when somebody comes in and says, well, you know, you're not exactly right all the time, and you're not exactly doing the right thing all the time, they don't know how to react to that.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah, this is new. I don't know any... What's this all about?
I've never been wrong in my life.
Yeah, I've always been told I'm great, and everything's great. Well, you know, somebody's got to come along and prick that bubble.
You know, life is never great for everybody all the time.
By the way, we will have, as far as I know, 2 people in here tonight for the big Friday night show. That's going to be exciting. 4 people all together tonight.
Man, it went from 1 to 2.
Did I say just 1?
I think...
Well, now we're up to 2, yeah. 2.
I think... Well, yeah, I do believe on the, you know, the 8 o'clock hour, you just said that there was... You mean one other person?
Oh, it's going to be a humdinger tonight.
Now we got 2 more people.
2 more people.
Exciting.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You could be the first caller this morning. 740-383-9944. See, I never know anymore if the phones just aren't working or if nobody's calling. I've come to the point where I don't know what's going on with the telephone lines. 740-383-9944. You know, I had an interesting moment yesterday as that we were going off the air here that I feel I should address to some degree. Now, I'm going to try again to do this vaguely because I don't want... Yesterday, the person's name was actually said, and God knows I don't want to do that again because every time this person's name is said, something bad happens. But
it's like Voldemort.
Well, it's just bad. It's just bad when it happens. But we were talking about the Friday night show, and we were talking about Carrington because I had played the little bit of tape where she announced what was going on and how she wasn't leaving the station. So then the call came in, and I was talking about, you know, you understand that she's not leaving. That's not exactly what happened. And somehow I said, don't you think she was better? because they were talking about how good she was. And I said, don't you think she was better than the last two who were on here on Friday night, just because they just seemed to be showing up? And I think they would pretty well have admitted that they were just showing up. And the caller said, yes, I agree with that. But then they said, but from one of those people, I'm trying to remember exactly what they said. This is a paraphrase. But this happened on the air. They said, yeah, but from one of those people, you were getting a little extra, I don't even know what the word was, but it was extra things from that particular person. Said that to me on the air. Now, how do you answer that?
Extra things and what?
The extra things. There were extra things going on. It was not, I guess what they were referring to is it was not a platonic relationship with one of the people.
I see.
Which is not true. It was a platonic relationship. Now, I understand
You're
as
talking
I...
talking about both of the people from the Friday night show,
yeah,
by the way?
Yeah, yeah. And I said, I've tried to explain this over and over, that it was platonic, and the problem, why people read more into it than there actually was, it was the pandemic times. I did spend a lot of time with that person because they were having troubles in their life at that time. The pandemic was going on, and they did become a host on the Friday night show. So that's just, I think, why it looked to people like there was more going on than there really was. And but it came up yesterday, and the name came up, and the whole thing, and I thought, oh, this is not going to be good.
Is it one of the two that I, that like, went before or after me?
Well, there's only been, well, there's nobody after you yet, so it would be before.
Well, like, before or after I got here?
Before.
Okay.
The two before. That were steady co-hosts.
All right, I see.
But, I mean, they were platonic relationships, so I don't understand, I get why people think that there was more there than there was, but there just wasn't. I mean, I don't know. That was the way it went yesterday. See, everybody wants to know everything about their personal life, and they just infer whatever they just fill in the gaps.
I mean, people are nosy. Everybody's nosy. I mean, even if you think you're not nosy, you're nosy. I promise you. Everybody likes to know everything.
Well, and I can guarantee, even if there was a non-platonic relationship with somebody like that, I certainly would not be talking about it on the air.
I don't know. I mean, I think at that point you're almost pulling a Taylor Swift move. I mean, you got to talk about it on the air.
I'm not going to talk about my personal life on the air.
I mean, she makes whole albums dedicated to hers.
Oh, good for her.
She's a billionaire.
That's not my thing. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to buzz in. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind, feel free to call in. And, you know, and nothing's off limits. You can ask anything. And yesterday certainly proved that you can ask anything. We can get off in any particular nick of the woods.
Man, I should have listened less yesterday.
It was an interesting show.
Sounds like
it was an interesting show yesterday, I'll say that. But, you know, I don't think it's good to have, I don't know. I don't think you should tell anything about your personal life. I think that's, because you know what? When that, okay, let's say you did have a personal relationship with somebody. When that ends, that's going to cause friction. And then, whatever happens with them later on, you're probably just going to be embarrassed about.
I mean, I don't know about being embarrassed about it, but I mean, I agree to some extent. I think you should, I mean, I personally prefer to keep my cards close to my chest. So, you know, there's that.
No, I think you can be embarrassed, because if somebody moves on to somebody else and you were involved with that person, and then all of a sudden there was some goofball, and you see that, you say, oh.
You're making me look bad.
That makes me look bad, because, you know, apparently I was in that line somewhere, and now you've completely downgraded to some, I don't even know what at this point. I mean, I think you must have went blind. I think you should probably get your glasses prescription checked.
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, I think that people change. I think that you could be good, right? But then, I mean, I think everybody thinks that they're good first off. But anyways, I think that, I mean, you could be a good partner. But I mean, I think that people could always lower their standards.
Like I told you, people do lower their standards. Yes, once you get that tobacco going in your jaw. I don't care who you are. Whoever before you was better. Because at that point, you're taking a picture with the big old chew in your jaw.
You know.
And you know there was a picture being taken. I'm embarrassed by you at this point.
I don't know that you can say that.
I think you brought embarrassment upon your whole family at that point.
I don't know that you can.
I think you should probably pack up and leave the country. Get out of the country. You've embarrassed yourself now. Leave.
I don't know if you can say that you're 100% better than that. Like, there's no chance that you're not better than that person because they took a picture with you. I mean,
it's just classless.
I mean, I think that maybe it was. I mean, obviously, it's not professional, or I guess, I mean,
right?
Even polite, I would say.
No.
To take a picture with chew in your mouth, but I mean, like, they could be a great partner, you know, or you hit all the points.
Really?
They could be, you know, hit all the points, the caring and the you.
No, they don't care. They got a big piece of chew in their mouth and a picture.
And you can talk to
them. If you cared, you wouldn't have done that.
And they're supportive.
How well can they do? Hey, I'm with the big fan. You know that? No, you can't talk.
Well, I would just like to point out that when we were on the bus to the Hall of Fame, we were sitting on the bus with one of the wrestlers, and he was chewing, and he was spitting into a bottle, but I could hear him just fine. Me and that man had a whole conversation.
Did he look terrible?
No, I honestly couldn't tell until I saw him spit into the bottle, and I was like, I know what's happening.
I just think clearly people's choosing skills are flawed. And it's sad. I mean, there's certainly, you can't be jealous of that. I mean, you'd like to work up a jealousy and say, boy, I'm jealous of that. It's just more of an embarrassment, as you said. You think, wow, what a piece of work.
Well, I mean, I think some people, Sorry, go back. For some reason, I lost my thing. Like, lost my train of thought.
I'm just saying you'd like to be jealous, because, you know, that's, I guess, a better term for it. But you're just more disgusted and embarrassed for that person. And then I think you become embarrassed for yourself, because you say, wow, what a downgrade.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I mean, like I said, I think that, I mean, you kind of got to meet the person to make that.
No, I don't think you do.
I think you do.
I don't want to meet him. I think if I met him, it'd only be downhill.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
But you know what? I've seen this person's choosing skills before, and I did meet some of those people, and trust me, they weren't exactly blue chips.
Fair enough, I guess.
I mean, it's just a constant parade. I mean, I think they must go to the circus and find these people.
Well, I mean, I think that some people are, I guess, what's the term? Helpless romantics? I don't know how...
Is that what that is?
I don't know how else to put it.
Oh,
I
mean, Lord. They're hopeless, for sure.
There's definitely a better term for
hopeless.
It.
Hopeless. Put hopeless in there.
I think that some people kind of just are reliant on a relationship. They almost need it to some
extent. They do.
Like,
they do.
Like,
clearly.
It's almost like an addiction. If you're in a relationship and your relationship ends, you almost, you know, need to...
should see a counselor.
You almost feel the need to go back to another one.
You know, it's almost like they drag the swamp. And see what comes out. Here comes another one. Oh, this looks good.
This will work
for now. How embarrassing.
I mean, I think at some point you gotta think about your track record.
Yeah,
you gotta be
look
like,
at your track record.
I think so. I think you gotta look at yourself at some point and be like, man, is it my fault? Or is it, like, you know... Like, if you've been, like, we like to talk about it in terms of, like, marriage, but, like, if you've been, even in a relationship, if you've been in, like, you know, six...
Multiples.
Six relationships in the span of, like, a year or two, like, you might want to start taking some, you know, look at yourself.
And again, they don't understand it, though. They don't understand what they're doing.
This is just normal life to them, I guess.
Yeah, I think there's something to do with money involved there. I think there's something to do with pressure being taken off them financially, is the nearest thing I can relate it to.
Yeah, that's possible. I would say that it's definitely more possible than not for, let me rephrase, I don't think that most people get into relationships for financial gain. I think that the ones who get into relationships for financial gain, I don't think they realize that that's why they're in the relationship.
No, I don't think they believe it, or why else would they be there? That looks bad.
Well, yeah, but, like, even if you did realize it, you never have to come out and say it.
No, and I don't think they would.
I don't think they would either, because it would look bad.
But you know what? Whatever. I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm not saying you can't date whoever you want. This is America. Do what you want.
Yes.
Land of losers. So, I mean, go ahead, but I'm telling you right now, it doesn't look good.
I mean, yeah, I'd agree.
That's it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, 39 minutes past the hour. You know, one of these days, somebody's going to call in. One of these people, and they're going to say, you're talking about me. But I never use their name, so I will never agree that I was talking. People think I'm talking about people, but I really am not in general. It's more of a generalization.
If somebody called in and said you're talking about me, I think that'd be one of the... that's got to be one of the dumbest things you could do, I would think.
You're making a mistake.
If you call in and say, that was me, first off, how do you know it was you?
Exactly.
There was no name given. And second off, if you called in and said, that was me, and it wasn't you, now we know that you've been in that exact same situation because you thought it was you.
you believe that you're in the doldrums.
You basically, you know, gave yourself away there.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, it's just, I guess deep down you can always think that they're talking about you, but I don't think that you ever want to come out and say you're talking about me because, I mean, at that point you basically admitted to it.
Right, which I don't think you should do.
I mean, I know. I think that's bad.
I think you should be a little more self-aware again and a little more forthright in what you're doing. People are not self-aware. I believe this is what society, it all comes back to, self-aware. I think they should go back and beg people's forgiveness past.
I think that everybody's got, you know, some blind spots.
Everybody's got a blind spot.
I don't think that everybody is, you know, fully self-aware.
No, but I think half of these people, if they really thought about it, they should get down on their hands and knees and go beg the people in their life who were actually halfway decent to take them, I'm not sure take them back is the right term, but at least forgive me for what I have done.
Man, it sounds like you're about to start, you know, praying.
You know, well, I think that's right, though, don't you? Please forgive me for what I've done. I've been a moron.
I mean, I think if there's a point in your life where you have realized that you passed up on the, like, you know, a good thing, I think that you gotta...
beg for forgiveness.
I think that you shouldn't... I don't know about that, but...
grovel. Get down on your hands and knees.
You gotta learn from the past, that's for sure.
Pretend it's a tornado. Hands and knees. Hands and knees.
Hands and knees, cover your head.
Yeah, I think that's what you should do. Because you got to realize that thing ain't going to be long-term you're with now. I mean, you can marry it all day long, but we know what your marriages are like. I mean, they're like Kleenex. You go through those every couple years.
You know, I give them respect for making it last years. I don't
years? No, you can't have these multiples.
I have never been in a relationship for over a year.
But you've only had one.
I mean, fair enough. I mean, it's more like...
Did you marry him?
No.
There you go.
I've had more relationships. It's more so like... I mean, like, I don't know. Like, a lot of them were in, like, high school. And high school doesn't really count because it's high school. And, so, I mean, I guess I've had two.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Expert. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on any of this. 740-383-9944. Now, here's an interesting story. College star, big star, we've heard a lot about her recently, Caitlin Clark, just signed. She was the number one draft pick, female, in basketball.
Okay.
She just signed with the Indiana Fever. Now, do you know how much her contract was? Now, this is the number one draft pick in the WNBA. We've heard about her. She's been on the front page of the paper. We just had the most watched female basketball game in the history of female basketball games that she played in. Do you know what her salary is for the first year, first round draft pick for the Indiana Fever?
I don't see it being more than $100,000.
$76,000.
Yeah.
Now, just to put this into perspective, the entire Indiana Fever payroll is $1.2 million. That's their entire payroll. That means she's got more than half
staff and players.
That says their payroll. So there you go. Now, just to put this in perspective, that is less than the minimum NBA player with 1 year experience gets paid.
Yeah.
The whole team's payroll.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Because the WNBA isn't televised and nobody really watches it, so there's no.
But people are watching female sports now. The March Madness women was watched more than the men.
Congratulations, WNBA is not put on TV, and people do not buy WNBA tickets. They just don't make revenue. If you don't make revenue, you can't pay the players.
I don't know if that's true.
I mean, if we looked it up right now, I guarantee you that the WNBA makes less than $1 billion a year. I don't think. I honestly say they probably make. The WNBA can't make.
You don't think there's a big inequity here between men and women?
I think that. I mean, I think that's. You could say there's inequity because they don't get put on TV.
There isn't even a close inequity here.
I mean, the WNBA can't afford to pay the players like the NBA. They don't make the money.
Okay, but again, my point is
they make $200 million in revenue annually.
Okay.
The WNBA.
What does the NBA make?
Okay. NBA, hold on. $10 billion.
Okay, so where does most of that money come from?
I mean, probably concessions and tickets.
Well, no, I think most of that money comes from television licensing.
I don't know anything about television licensing.
ESPN pays all kinds of... If something draws big ratings, they license that team. Now, clearly they're getting the ratings now. They license the team games. Now, have they started to pay for this? Is television coming in now that they are getting the ratings? I don't know. ESPN?
Oh, we're talking about for the WNBA? I mean, I would assume that at some point the WNBA would be picked up by the television, but I mean, you can't expect that WNBA players to get paid the same amount as NBA players when the NBA makes $10 billion a year to the WNBA's $200 million.
Yeah, but aren't essentially networks just saying, we don't need you? Because we've got the NBA and we're already locked into the... Not necessarily that your games wouldn't be watched by more people, but we can pay you a lower market value because you want to get in the door, and we're locked into these contracts with these other people.
I mean, I think that if people would watch it, I think that the television would pick it up, which is why I think that in the near future, they probably will pick it up, but I don't think that... I don't think that women's sports is all, like, the whole, like, Brittany Griner thing, even when she was, like, when she came back from Russia, like, she plays for the Los Angeles team. When she came back from that Russian prison because she had, like, tried to sneak a dab pen or whatever to Russia, the head coach was, like, during the press conference after the game, she was upset that more people didn't show up for Brittany on her first game out of the Russian prison.
So why don't they?
I don't know. Ask everybody else. I don't watch basketball, period.
If you're a basketball fan, what is the difference? I don't watch the basketball myself, but I'm just saying, what is the difference?
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I don't watch
basketball. There's a big difference in pay, though, that's for sure.
I mean, yes, but there's also a big difference that the WNBA, the Women's National Basketball, they make.
So how are sports really fair, then?
What do you mean?
I mean, I look at any sport. I mean, you just take a man's sport. If a team makes more revenue, they've got more money to spend on players, means you can buy the better players. So why watch any sports at all? Isn't it all kind of fixed? If your team's got more money, you can afford the better players.
No, because, I mean, there's a, like...
Clearly we're seeing that in football.
In football there's a salary cap. You can't be over a certain...
But why have the Chiefs been there every year, and if not been there, won? That's just coincidence?
Well, I mean, a lot of the times, so, I mean, with the Chiefs, for example, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, like, as much as I hate to give Patrick Mahomes, like, credit for a lot of things, I mean, he's good, Patrick Mahomes creates times with his legs, and, like... I mean, he gets the ball to the receiver.
So no other team can offer him more money than they are?
See, but that's the issue. Once you start offering away a whole bunch of money, like, there's a statistic that, like, I don't remember the exact number, but any quarterback, if a quarterback gets paid more than X percentage of your salary cap, no quarterback or no Super Bowl or no team has ever won the Super Bowl with, like, and I think it's like 8% or something like that. So if you pay your quarterback 10% of your salary cap, now you have 90% of your salary cap left for 52 other players.
Well, work for Tom Brady.
No, you see, but that's the thing. Tom Brady took pay cuts to stay with, like, the teams he was at. Because, I mean, Tom Brady took pay cuts so they could hire bigger name players.
But didn't he, like, his last 2 years go to a team that wasn't good at all and took them to the Super Bowl and won?
No, they had a bad quarterback. He went to the Buccaneers, which got rid of Jameis Winston, who I do believe went 30 to 30.
And what happened with them?
when they went to the Super Bowl. But they had Mike Evans, one of the best receivers in the league at the time.
But again,
they had Chris Godwin.
Where were they the year before?
In the league at the time. They had Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
They got him from free agency.
But you're saying there's not another team that Patrick Mahomes could go to that would have a better team?
They picked up a whole bunch of offensive linemen. Like, they built the team around Tom Brady that year.
Right.
And also,
and it paid off for him.
I mean, yes. I mean, I guess in theory, Patrick Mahomes could do that. But, I mean, like, if he left the he gets paid too much money to leave. And I guarantee you with how much money he gets paid, he doesn't.
Well, then how can they put that money on the Kelce boy? How can they fight for him equally?
I mean, you see, that's the thing. That's why they have three players on that team. They have Patrick Mahomes, they have Travis Kelce, and they have Isaiah Pacheco. Without those three players, they wouldn't have a team.
Right, so what? Nobody can lure one of those people away?
Their line is also not that good.
So why can't nobody get one of those players to leave that team?
I mean, they just have the Super Bowl chase. Like, if a lot of people want a Super Bowl ring. So, like, you go to the team that's likely to get the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you see, what happens is, let's say, okay, they've
got...
I know
everyone wants to go to the Browns.
Well, no, but they've got three great players, and you say that's why they go. Okay, all I got to do is get one of them away. Now, it's not necessarily going to mean that I'm going to go to the Super Bowl, but it's certainly going to hurt their chances of going.
I would think that if you took away Patrick Mahomes, they're not a Super Bowl team.
Okay.
I would think that if you took... I think if you took away Isaiah Pacheco, they could still manage because he's just... I mean, he's a good running back, don't get me wrong, but he's a running back. You can always work around the running back. But, I mean... If you get rid of Travis Kelce, I don't think they make the Super Bowl. If you get rid of Patrick Mahomes, I don't think they make the
Super
Bowl.
So there's no team out there that could get one of those people to leave?
I guess not. I mean, but the Chiefs are paying Patrick Mahomes $50 million. So I don't know how deep into the contract he is. But
you say there's a price cap.
There is.
Okay, so other teams should be able to spend just as much.
Well, there's also a max.
Now we get into it.
So... You can only pay up to a certain amount, and I don't know
And what is a certain amount?
I honestly don't know what it is.
I'm sure it's astronomical.
Probably, but I mean, I know that the Chiefs signed Patrick Mahomes a few years ago to a 10-year, $500 million deal.
Now think about that. That's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of price cap is that?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, they gave...
Think they like to say they have a price cap, but they've set it so high that most people would never get paid that amount.
Well, I mean, yes. They did that because back in the day, before the NFL and the AFL merged, the NFL and the AFL were basically fighting for players.
Right, so basically, the price cap's garbage.
So the teams were starting to go, or not the teams, the leagues were starting to go bankrupt because they were throwing money at,
exactly.
at these big-name players.
Yes.
So, it happened with Steve Young. He was one of the best. I think it was Steve Young. Or maybe Joe Montana. Either way. He was one of the best quarterbacks at the time, obviously. And then they just paid him a whole bunch of money to switch leagues entirely.
Right. So,
they were going to just go bankrupt if they kept doing it.
Right. So the price cap's garbage. The price cap is just something they set so something wouldn't happen years ago, and it's not even normal if they're paying him that amount of money. And I guarantee most people in the NFL are not making that amount of money. So, again, if you spend the big money or give them the long-term contracts, your team is going to do better. So it's really not a matter of...
So you can only pay your team $255.4 million a year.
And how many people are spending that type of money?
A lot of people, actually. Like, I think most of the leagues are. Like, I mean, I don't know about all the teams, but the Packers have, the Packers have been running on, 5% of their overall cap for... Like, every year... The Packers have to reevaluate people's contracts. Like they have to do, they have to swap around contracts.
But how can the Chiefs
salary and that kind of?
So how do the Chiefs with a big old contract like that?
Because they're paying three players. Like the wide receivers are trash. They drop the balls all the time. Like,
so you can't have a trashy team as long as you have three good players.
I mean, it's uncommon.
So I'm just saying you can't get one of those people to leave. That's baloney. You can, and that what tells me that. For the most part, are not really about competitiveness.
They don't want to
sports
leave.
Are right. It's not about competitiveness. It's about the money you spend or the comfortability you have.
No, I mean, if you go somewhere, if you go to a team you like, why would you want to leave?
Most people do leave for money, as you just said. They had to put a price cap in place because people were leaving. to go to different leagues.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, but that also, I mean, they do that in the NFL still, too.
And why do you think he got that big contract, Mahomes? Because they didn't want him to leave.
I mean, they gave Deshaun Watson a max contract.
Okay. But my point is...
And Deshaun Watson is awful.
Why do they offer these contracts if not to have a good team?
You have to ask the people who pay the teams, honestly.
Well, clearly, it's because they think it's good for them.
I mean, it's like the 49ers, and it's like the Bengals. Like, the Bengals have a really good team right now, but they just paid Joe Burrow so much money every year that... Like, they have T. Higgins, they have Tyler Boyd, they have Jamar Chase, they have Joe Mixon, they have the offensive line, they have Tyler Croft, I think. I honestly couldn't tell you who they have at tight end right now. I don't remember. But, anyway, Hayden Hurst, maybe. But, anyways, those are a lot of big-name players to pay. And unless all those players end up taking pay cuts so the 49ers maintain a Super Bowl-caliber team all throughout until they retire, they're not going to be all that good for long, because those are all big-name players who other teams do want. So when they hit free agency, I guarantee you they're going to go somewhere else.
But why, if they're comfortable?
Well, I mean, because it's a little... It depends on the position you are. Because quarterbacks have a good longevity in the NFL. So if you're a quarterback in the NFL, you could play for 20 years, right? But if you're a wide receiver, you know, you got like 10 years. 12 years tops.
I just think money rears its head in everything.
Yeah, I mean, it that's why I said it matters in the position. Because, like, quarterbacks often don't leave teams because, like, you know, quarterbacks get paid a lot of money to stay around, and quarterbacks, often the teams are built around the quarterback. But, like, with wide receivers, a while back we had this wide receiver the Packers did named Davante Adams. He was the best receiver that year in the league. And he ended up going to the Raiders that year because he said he wanted the money. He was 27, and that's about the hot spot for receivers. So he wanted to get paid then, or he wasn't going to get paid at all. Because if we signed him to another contract, the next time his contract came around, he was going to get paid basically nothing because he'd be old at that point.
Yeah, but my point about men versus women, which is where this whole thing started, is if these girls are getting television ratings, which they are, it's high time the television stations start paying for that. They think they've gotten it for free now for so long, or for such a minimal amount, that they don't feel they need to do it. And they think it'll just start a bad precedent that'll keep going down the line for them.
All right.
Because it has happened in other sports.
The WNBA makes 50 times less than the NBA.
Okay.
Okay. So how do you expect them to pay the players the same amount?
I'm not saying the same amount. I'm saying that they need to pay them for where are their revenues coming from, and why are those revenues lower? If the NBA plays games constantly, so where do you put these games where people are going to see them?
What do you mean?
I mean, if you've bought the NBA package and you're ESPN, you've only got so much time in a day with your own programming and your other sports that you have on. Where are you going to fit the WNBA, especially if they're playing at the same time?
I don't know about all that.
Why do you can't put two games on at the same time?
I mean, I know that ESPN has like four channels by themselves.
Yeah, but which is the most watched? You want to be on ESPN 1 because that's covered by more cable stations than anybody else.
But they play anything from like, you know, college softball to the NFL.
And how many people are watching that? Who's on ESPN 4? You think that's being watched as much as ESPN 1?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know that there's a difference.
Sure there is in the ratings of that.
But
in any event, if you have an opinion on this, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think girls are getting paid what they should for college sports or for professional sports at this point when you're the number one WNBA draft pick, and it's not even $100,000. I mean, you could make this in a factory. I mean, that it's unbelievable that that's where the money is.
You could make that in a factory after 20 years of being there.
Depends on where you live.
It depends on where you live. I mean, if you live in California, obviously factories might pay that, but you're also the price that's like $12 a gallon of milk or something. It's crazy over there.
Well, who knows where this girl's going to have to go all over the country. Do they pay expenses with this kind of money? I don't know. How do they get around the country if that's their whole budget for players?
I don't know anything about the WNBA. I'd assume that they pay for travel and things. They pay for travel and things for the NBA.
I don't know. I think time will tell, because obviously this girl is being put on a lot of and that's how you get revenues up. She's being put on magazines, she's being talked about, she's being put on television. They did just have their most watched game in the NCAA. It was the highest watched female game of all time. So, you know, at some point, somebody's going to have to look at these things and say, where is the revenue? But the fact that it's under $100,000, that's shocking to me. So, why would a young girl aspire to be in a position like this?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's kind of one of those things to where a lot of people don't aspire to do this because it doesn't make a lot of money. And I think if it made a lot of money, more people would aspire to do it. But I think it's also just one of those things to where if more people aspired to do it, they'd get paid more money.
Well, I think we lose a lot of talent that way.
Then there'd be more competition.
I think it's just a lot of talent lost.
No.
Because if this is the most...
The NFL does that, and obviously the NFL and the NBA, they don't have any talent lost.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, Caitlin Clark's going to end up making more money in endorsements and stuff than her salary.
Absolutely, but should the salary...
She'll make her money.
Right, but should the salary be that low?
No, but I don't know how much WNBA, you know, takes in, too.
They made $200 million last year.
You know, maybe there could be more push on getting their games on TV.
That's it. If you're not seen... If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Right. And with her being on, all these magazines and news articles, you know, she's going to get some big endorsements.
Hey, we got to go to break, but stay tuned. We're going to keep talking about this next hour.
Okay.
We'll be back in 15 minutes.
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley.